Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is better than good. I hope that it's actually awesome for you today. You know, a lot of times, you know, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because I don't know where you are listening to this program. It might be nighttime where you are, or it might be morning where you are. That's why I say that. And first of all, before we even get into the show today, I want to say thank you so much. And you're going, well, what are you thanking us for? First of all, I want to thank you for a beautiful start in November. I've looked at the numbers, and we did very well. And it's because of you listening. And I appreciate it so much. I want you to know that. I don't take you for granted. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And so I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. In case you don't know what you're listening to, you are listening to a Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm waiting for Sharon to show up. She'll be here answering the phones after a while. And our phone lines will open up later on in the program. It's 347-327-9316. I will take your call in the order it comes in. But like I said, we're not taking calls right away. But we will be opening the phone lines up later on in the program. Let's see. The card of the day comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the message card. I love this card. I wish you could see it. I'll try to describe it a little bit. It has trees. There's a light. A beautiful white dove is in the middle of this card. And to me, the white dove always represents peace. And I don't know about you, but don't we need peace? You know, real peace, not superficial peace, not that kind of peace, but real peace. And, you know, I believe that we're going to have that in our lifetime. And the bottom of the card talks about positive news, positive outcome. And that's what we need to expect right now. The one thing I woke up this morning and my spirit guide said, it's coming. It's on its way. And I said, what's on its way? And he said, something beautiful, something wonderful. It's on its way. Positive news, positive outcome. Do you know that we create everything that goes on in our lives on a daily basis? We create everything. We create the good. We create the not so good days. We create all of it. By what we're thinking on, what we're focused on, and all that stuff. What we're focused on is what we're going to draw to us, what we're going to bring to us. And I don't know about you, but as I step into, you know, this time of awakening, this wonderful time of awakening, I want to draw all the good things to me, all those wonderful things that Spirit wants to bring into my lives. And, you know, and I definitely feel like that there's a move, a physical move for me up ahead. And I'm okay with that. I'm not a big one on change, but we have to be open to change, because if we don't change, we don't evolve. We don't grow. So, you know, that's one thing that Spirit was talking to me about today, is evolution, spiritual evolution, and that's where we are right now. In our lives, we're in that place of growth and that place of change. So if you're having a hard time with it right now, the only thing I can tell you is the same thing I always tell you. And it's just breathe, okay? I know I say that a lot, but it is true. Just breathe. This too will pass, okay? So that's one that I keep telling myself, and one thing that really helped me in my life is, you know, when I have those rough days, and I have them, just like you do, you know, I just tell myself this will pass. I've been here before. You know, I've had those rough days in my life before. I've felt this before. I know how it feels. I've already experienced it. So I want to experience something new. And I think you do too. That's why you tune in. That's why you listen. And that's why you just don't tune in and listen to me. The one thing I want you to tune in and listen to is Spirit within you. You know, to create that sacred space. You know, the one thing that I try to do on this program, and let me just talk a little bit about this program. The one thing that I try to do here is I try to set a place here that we can just forget about our day, that we can just clear our minds and we can focus on one thing and one thing only. And that's what I want you to start doing right now as we begin to open ourselves up to the Spirit within us. I want you to begin to create a sacred space within you. I want you to go to that place right now. And here in a minute, we're going to play a song. And as we play the song, I just want you to really get into that place of oneness with the Spirit within you. Forget everything else. I know this time of year can be a little hectic for a lot of people. You're running here, you're running there. But just breathe right now. And just let Spirit speak to you in this moment. Let's go to prayer. And then we'll put on our opening song. And we'll go to prayer at this moment. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that in this moment, you're working in our lives. In this moment, that you are speaking to our hearts. And we let go of all of our stuff. We let go of anything that's blocking us, anything that could be hindering us. It doesn't matter in this now moment. In this now moment, we begin to create for you a place within us that you can come into. We clear out all of our stuff. And we breathe in you. As we breathe in, we breathe in you. And as we breathe out anything that is not for our higher good. And that we ask you now to begin to raise our vibration into that higher vibration. We ask you to move right now and move all those things out of our way that have been standing in our way. We ask you now to be with the countries that are fighting right now. And we speak peace into every single person and into every single thing. I speak peace right now. In this now moment, all I see is peace. In this now moment, all I see is unconditional love. In this now moment, all I see is you. As I create the sacred space tonight, as I ask you to help me move out of the way and to begin to use me as that vessel that you always do on this program, and I am so thankful for. As I move out of the way, and let you move. I just pray for my listeners tonight that you would just move into their hearts, that you would bring that positive news, that you would bring that positive outcome into their lives tonight. This time of the year, it's hard on a lot of people because it brings up memories. It brings up stuff that we haven't dealt with. Let us deal with it. Let us get rid of it and let us move on. Into that higher vibration. Into that higher place. Let us move a little higher tonight. We all have cares of the world, but we don't see those right now. All we see are the angels ministering to us, and all we see is our spirit guides talking to us, and all we see right now is you. As we create the sacred space. And we say namaste. And we say amen, and we welcome you into this space and into this now moment. Reminded. You know that, I don't know, I just feel like the Spirit just wants us to pause for a minute. Have you ever had those moments in your life that you just stand in awe? I think I'm having one of those awe moments. Is it okay to have an awe moment with you? You know, I was just listening to that song, and I was just thinking about Spirit within me. Do you realize that you have a divinity inside of you? That you are that I am energy of all time? You're a part of that. Just take that in for just a minute. Just think about that for just a second. Think about this. Think about that all that you ever want, ever will need, ever could want, is already within you. All you have to do is create it. Speak it into existence. Say, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to focus on. This is what I'm going to have in my life. I don't know about you, friends, but I'm tired of living below where Spirit wants me to live. And what I mean by that is Spirit wants me to go a little higher with my consciousness, to go up into a higher realm, to have a little bit of higher thinking. Not to be bothered by the things that want to distract you and me, that want to pull on us and want us to try to follow that and to get off path. Spirit wants us tonight to begin to really set aside that sacred space in our lives and to create a sacred space. What is that? When I say sacred space, what is that to you? What do you think of when I say that? And all a sacred space is, really, to make it simple to you, is just setting aside a place that you go to meditate, that you go to meet your higher power, whatever that is to you. You know, I think that a lot of times we get hung up on names. We get hung up on titles. It doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter that we set a place aside for it in our lives. There's a scripture in the Bible that really hit me when I was really young. And this is something that drew me to what I do now. And this scripture says, ye are the temple of God. Break that ye down means you. You house that. That I don't know how much simpler that can get. I don't know how much simpler that is. You can read it yourself. You don't have to believe me. It's right there in black and white. It says, you are the temple. Your temple is your body, your house. You are a spiritual being housed in a human body, which is your temple. I don't know how much simpler this can get, guys. Are you getting it tonight? It's simple. Are we creating that sacred space inside of us? Are we setting aside time in our lives to really begin to let this sink into us? You know, it began to sink into me today. I'm just in a place of awe. You know, to think that man, you know, I am happy. I am going to have all the things that I want in my life. I am going to be joyful. I am. That is, I am. It's that I am energy inside of you. I am awakening, and so are you, I hope. I can't do it for you. I can't. But I'm awakening, and I am believing that you're awakening as well. You know, I'm not in a big hurry tonight. I'm not going to rush. Because I think that sometimes we just get in a hurry and we forget that true thing inside of us. You know, that truth that goes beyond any understanding that we might have. Ever since I was a child, I've had a knowing, just a sense of something bigger than me. I mean, this is as soon as I'm born, I'm knowing that there's something bigger, and there's something bigger, and something bigger. Can you feel it tonight? It's that knowing. It's that trusting. It's just that feeling. I can't explain it to you. But setting aside a sacred space is easy. I'm going to give you 8 tips on how to do this in your home. And more than ever, we need to set aside places in our lives, places that we go to. I have a place that I set aside. But here's going to be 8 simple steps of how to create your own place to go. And these are just guidelines. These are not definites. There is no definites in the world. These are just something that I found and on the web. And you can type in the same things that I typed in. All I typed in is creating a sacred space and came up with these 8 tips, okay, which I'm about to share with you. Number 1, convert an attic or a guest room, or simply create a corner or window seat in your living area that is dedicated to self-nourishment. That's what a sacred space is for, is to nourish you. In these times that we're living in, we get drained very quickly. Do you feel that? Do you feel that drain sometimes? So we have to have a place to go and, I call it, recharge our batteries, you know. And so, you know, set aside a space. It doesn't have to be a big space. It could just be one little corner in your house. Or it could be a whole room that you create just to go there. Okay, 2, hang a screen, beads, or a curtain to emphasize the importance of the environment as a place of solitude, a place that you go to meet the spirit within. Do you know that Jesus, when he walked on this earth, that he would go away from his disciples into a place, a sacred space, where he could commune? I'm not making that up. Read it for yourself. He set aside a place. He went to mountaintops and created a sacred space. I don't know if he hung beads over it, but, you know, he created a place. The sacred space can be used to receive inner guidance and knowledge, as well as to write, draw, paint, chant, play an instrument, dance. Whatever you want to do in that sacred space, that's your time. You know, there are some times that I just go into my sacred space. I turn on some music. I'm sure all the curtains are pulled. And I just dance. I wave my arms. I dance. And when I do that, when I set that time aside, awesome things happen in my life. 3. Set the mood for contemplation, meditation, or prayer. Place pillows on the floor or find a comfortable chair that supports your back. When you meditate, you're supposed to have a straight back. okay? What I do to help me with that, and maybe it will help you, is sometimes I can't get that straight back very well. So what I do is I lean against the wall. And then I line my back up with that and get that straight back. Okay? It's very important to have that. The reasoning for that, I'm going to tell you the reasoning for this. The reasoning for it is it helps you breathe. It aligns you. Okay? Okay? You have an alignment inside of you. Remember, we talk about chakras. This alignment. Okay? Number four, set up an altar. Now, don't get scared by the word altar. We're going to break it down and explain. Okay? So don't go all, you know, oh no, stuff on me, okay? Set up an altar with spiritual objects to bring the energy of spirituality. Each object can be placed with an intention for going deep within your heart and soul. Okay, basically, let's break it down. Okay, basically, it's a table. You can set something on it. And usually on mine, usually when I create it, I have a candle. I have an angel. I have things that to me represent that spirit to me. Okay? You know, who knows? For you, it could be a rabbit. It could be a stuffed animal. It could be, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what's on there. What matters is what you are setting aside to represent. Understand? Number five, creating an altar can be as simple, okay, as draping. I already said this, but we're going to head and read it. Creating an altar can be as simple as draping a small table with a special fabric. Okay, mine doesn't have a fabric. Now, there was a time that I have a fabric over it. It was purple because to me, purple represents spirit. But these are things that I do. Okay, it doesn't have to be purple. It could be blue. It could be color. Place items such as a scented candle, incense burner, essential oil diffuser, or natural objects like rocks and seashells. Mine has rocks on it. They're not fancy rocks. They're just rocks. And sometimes I'll have just tree limbs on it. Sometimes there's a bowl of water. But usually on my altar, on my space that I create, there are the symbols of all four elements. There's fire, which is a candle. There are rocks, which represents Mother Earth. Then there's air. And then there's the, you know, water. Okay. Add plants. And number six, add plants and flowers for energy, color, and increase oxygen. Do you know that plants create oxygen? Okay, so have plants, have greenery. It's beautiful anyhow. Okay, lavender, talked about this a minute ago. Lavender and purple symbolizes spirituality. Pink opens the heart. Green brings in nature's balance. And yellow stimulates health. Okay, I'm going to go over that one more time. Just the colors. Lavender and purple symbolize spirituality. Pink opens the heart. Green brings the nature's balance. And yellow stimulates health. Number seven. Hang pictures of gardens, mountains, spiritual teachers, angels, or mentors to impart a feeling of peace and harmony. For a long time, I had a picture of a person on my altar that was my mentor in a lot of ways. He taught me a lot about myself and life. He's no longer on my altar because he no longer needs to be there. Because people come, people go, situations change. You know, in my house, there's a picture of Jesus. Because Jesus was a great spiritual teacher. So there's a picture of Jesus there. I have lots of angel pictures. I love mountains. It's whatever represents spirituality to you. you. A lot of you that listen to me grew up Catholic. So, you know, a picture of one of the saints might be something that you have. You know, you might have a John Edwards. This is a fine example. John Edwards, before he does any of his events, he does the rosary. It's whatever spirituality is to you, and spirituality is so huge. How can you put it in one box? You know, that's what I could never understand. We can't put it in a box because it's bigger than that. Number 8. Soft music, an insightful book, will offer you inspiration. Spiritual poetry from mystics such as Rumi can be a gateway into divine contemplation. Now, I don't do anything really soft and quiet. I'm sort of out there kind of guy. So my music is not always that soft, but it is music that to me is spirituality. It's a lot of the music that you hear on this program. I like music with a beat. I like that heartbeat, that boom, 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 boom thing. Yeah, I won't sing, I promise. But I love that heartbeat. You know, and that's where Spirit's trying to get us to, is to that place of spirituality, to listen to that heartbeat, that boom, 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 boom thing. Okay? All right. Hopefully you got those, and if you don't got them, then you can just type in sacred space into your computer and you can find that. We're going to open our phone lines. Our phone lines are open. 347-327-9316. The phone lines are open and will remain open for a brief period. 347-327-9316. Our phone lines are open. Okay. I would love to hear from you. Maybe you talk about your sacred space. Talk about what you do. That would be awesome. In the meanwhile, while I'm waiting for some calls to come in, we are going to take a moment. I do this every December 7th. And we're going to take a moment to remember something. Anybody know what today is? Yeah, it's December 7th. Does anybody know what happened on this day? The United States woke up and we were under attack by the Japanese. Pearl Harbor was bombarded. Lots of people lost their lives that day. A lot of people lost their lives because of that day. Because we went into war. And so, just for a few seconds, just for just a few minutes here, we're going to take a moment of silence. As a medium, I do this to honor those that have gone on. Because I think it's important. I didn't really know those people, of course. But we're going to take a moment to pause. And we're going to take a moment to remember. And we're going to take a moment to honor. But more important than anything else, we're going to take a moment to heal. Do you know that there are still people that still are carrying around that anger and that hate? And so I think it's time to heal. I think it's time to release that. It's okay to pause and to remember things. But it's not okay to hate because of it. So let's remember, let's pause for a second. We're going to take a moment of silence. And we're going to do that right now. Thank you for doing that with me. We will be right back after this song, and we will be taking your calls. 347-327-9316. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Love that song. You know, Healing Waters, you know, that is so awesome. You know, the one that I want to teach you really quick here before we take a call, and 347-327-9316 is the phone call to this program, and our phone lines are open. And just call in. If I'm talking, just call in. Don't be afraid to call in. Sharon can talk to you, and then she'll put you on with me. I just want to stop for a second, and I really appreciate Sharon, and I appreciate what she does. You all tell me that she does wonderful on the phone lines, and I just want to acknowledge that, and Sharon, thank you so much for doing that. But let's go back to Healing Waters, and I want to teach you something. I learned this from a shaman, actually, and what you do is when you take a shower, if you take a shower, you can do this if you're, you know, you don't have a shower, you still can do the same thing. But the one thing that you need to do is take, like, your arm, soap it down really good, then take the shower head and rinse that off. And you, what you're doing is you're set the intention of getting rid of all that negativity that we pick up on a daily basis, especially right now. And so really soap your arm down, see that water washing over you, and that negativity going down the drain. Okay, then you take your other arm, you soap it down, you rinse it off, and continue on. Okay, it works. The other day, I was having one of those kick your can days, okay? And so I went in and I said, you know, I ain't gonna do this. I'm not gonna go around doing this today. Because I have this energy inside of me. I have that I am thing going on. You know, I don't have to just do this. So I thought, okay, you know, but we all are human still. We're in still human form. And so, you know, so what we do is we pick up that stuff. So wash it off, let it go down the drain. Oh, very critical thing that I almost forgot to tell you. Okay, after you do all of that, okay, now, you need to, the bottom of your shower, when you get out of it, you need to take that shower head and wash off all those walls in the shower. Be sure that's all cleansed, because you don't want your loved one stepping in there and stepping into your yucky, junky stuff. Okay? So be sure you cleanse that and let that go down there. Okay, into that drain. Okay, where it belongs. Belongs down there. Don't belong on you. So it belongs down in the drain. All right? So, you know, you guys are so awesome, and I appreciate you guys so much. Penny, guess what? Hi, you're on air. Thank you for your patience.
Hi, Michael. You're welcome. I wanted to call and just tell you thank you for everything you've done, everything you do for all of us, and who you are. I had a private reading with you in September, and you told me some things, and I really needed to hear that, and I just really want to thank you for all that you've done.
Well, thank you. How can I help you tonight?
That's really all I wanted to do, was just to say thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Let me go ahead and do something for you, though, because let me pull a card or two here for you. But I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you saying those nice things. And you know, I think it's real important that we do that to each other, you know, that we appreciate, you know, the spirit within each of us. And I really appreciate that. And I didn't even cry when you were saying that, so I was doing better. usually it makes me cry. So I'm doing a little better with all that stuff. So, but yeah, we'll go ahead and pull some cards for you. Harmony, the one thing that really you're stepping into, Penny, is that your power. You're really stepping into that place, and really working on your confidence, and really a lot of productivity is going to come your way in the next year. I see 2013 being a really, really, really super year for you. And all those things that you wanted in your life are within your reach. Spirit wants me to tell you that. That's all I have for you tonight. But I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking to me and sharing what you shared with me. And you know, and you don't realize it, but it really helped me, and more than you realize, and I appreciate it so much. You have a great weekend, okay?
I will, and you also, Michael, and thank you again.
Okay, namaste, Penny. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You guys get to hear me talk, unless you want to talk to me. 347-327-9316. It's very unusual not to have calls, but, you know, I've got over that, because I also believe that a lot of times spirit has something else, something planned that we don't have planned. Do you know, I love that about the spirit within me, is that I don't plan out anything, especially when it comes to this show. I try to do my very best to be spirit-led. And what spirit-led means to me is just that. You know, me sitting here, me listening to the voice within me and just saying whatever that is telling me to say or doing whatever that tells me to do. That is where spirit wants you to get to in your life. That small little still voice that we all have built into us. I call it the GPS of spirituality. And I don't know what else to call it, but I call it that GPS of spirituality. And it will guide us. Have you ever just, you know, had one of those days and then all of a sudden you hear something that says, hey, it's going to be okay, or hey, you know what, you're going to meet so-and-so at the store, and then you go to like Walmart or something and you meet like somebody you haven't talked to for a while, and then all of a sudden that person starts talking about their problems, but it touches your life because you're going through the same thing and nobody knew that, only you and spirit within you. Do you know how many people that I've read for and that they just go, wow? You know, they just go, wow. Because you know that there is nothing going on in your life that spirit is not aware of? There's not one thing going on right now that spirit's not aware of. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
I want spirit to help me understand what I'm going through. It's just some days I feel like there's some type of impending doom. The other days I don't know what's going on. I just feel like there's an impasse, and I just can't make sense of what I'm feeling, what my emotions are.
Okay. Hey, Steve, I will tell you right now, you are not by yourself. Okay.
Cool. That's good to know.
There's probably most of my listeners, including myself, that have those days that right now, since about, I'd say now, has this started about October, November, where
no,
you
it's
just...
The past couple weeks.
Yeah, it's just been really this turmoil. Yeah, I went through whole November like that. So,
oh, my God.
So, but the one thing that's going on right now, Steve, is you are awakening. What Spirit's doing is bringing up a whole bunch of stuff in you. I'm going to pull some cards really quick for you as well. But Spirit's just bringing up a whole bunch of stuff in you to get rid of that, to move you on to a higher realm. And you definitely are doing that. You're definitely stepping up. And this is going to pass. This thing that you're going through. Yeah, go ahead.
Because when these feelings have been coming out, I've been saying to Archangel Michael to just release it, and to Archangel Raphael, release whatever it is I'm going through.
Right. Yeah. You're doing good. They're saying keep hanging in there. This is going to pass here. I would say probably within the next week, you're going to feel a break. The one thing that I'm going to tell you are really close to breaking free out of a whole bunch of stuff that you've carried on for a long time. And they're saying just give it one more week, and then you're going to feel this release. You're going to feel the best way I could explain it is it's going to be like a rush of energy. You're going to feel this and move you forward. But, yeah, it's about another week. Sorry.
And it's so crucial for me to spend time in nature because I keep getting these readings where they say basically the same thing. And for some reason I'm just resistant to do it or to make time for it.
I don't know where this is a part of you that is resisting this. You know, it's probably change. You know, for me, I do the same thing. I can sort of relate to you because a lot of times change, there's a part of us that doesn't like that. And so there's a part of us that's going to fight this. There's a part of us inside of us that's fighting this and wants us to stay in our yuck and our junk.
Right. I mean, there's a part of us that wants it and a part that doesn't want it. It's like back and forth.
I call it like the little devil and the little angel thing. You know, that constant thing going on. But this is going to pass. The one thing that would help you pass this resistance, do you do any meditation or do you have a hard time doing that?
Okay, I've been meditating for years.
Okay.
I don't find enough time to do it, but I've been doing it,
You need to try to set aside, even if it's a minute, okay, of your daily life, just a minute, just to breathe. Because I feel like that you're over the place all the time. I don't know what kind of work you do, but when I look at you, it's like you're running around sort of like the Roadrunner. You're just like, woo!
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Not enough hours in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, you're sort of upset that there's only 24 hours in a day. You wish there were four. but you know, luckily for you, there's only 24. But you got to get some rest. But
yes.
One thing I would do, just breathe right now. This is going to pass you. You are going to pass this resistant place, and you are going to step into who you truly are. You got really awesome energy, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much, Mike. I feel so much better. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Steve. All right, no problem. Bye-bye. Yeah, and okay. I think we all do that. You know, there's a part of us. It's like the best way I could describe it is this. I have a dog. Her name's Angel. Pam read for her the other day on this program. And she loves to play tug of war. She loves that pull, that resistant thing. She loves it. But I don't let her win. And I want you to listen to this. I'm going to pause for just a second because Spirit's getting ready to say something to you through this. I don't let her win because I read somewhere that I don't let her win that tug of war thing because I have to be dominant. I have to let her know who's in control. And for too many years of our lives, we've let our brain win at tug of war. We've let the mental part of us win the tug of war game. I don't know about you, but I'm done of it. I'm up to here with it. It's time for us to win. It's time for the spirit within us to win. You know, Steve, hang in there. Pull on that thing. You know, when you're feeling that resistance, just plow through it. Say, not today. Not anymore. You know, we have faced these walls too many times. We have been here too many times. Not anymore. You know, as I came out of November, I said, no more. Spirit wants to do something amazing on this program because in the last month, I have gone through the ringer over and over and over and over and over. But no more. I'm stepping into who I am, and I'm stepping into that I am energy, and I'm saying, hey, I'm winning. I'm in charge. The spirit within me is winning. Because if I let Angel win at tug of war, what happens is then when you let a dog win at tug of war, what happens is they begin to think they're in charge. You have to set boundaries. It's like with your kids. How many of you have parents? How many of you have parents too? But what I really wanted to say is how many parents out there have kids, but my tongue got turned around there. So I need to work on that. But how many of you have kids, and you would not take a two-year-old kid and leave him in your house? You got to set boundaries. I have a friend right now. She was telling me the other day, there's this little boy, and he's testing his boundaries right now. He's in this eating phase. He eats anything and everything. Okay? So you got to set boundaries. They don't know. Do you know the spirit within you has set boundaries for you? They're built-in boundaries. They're built-in no, no, no's. They're built no no's. Built-in no no's. We had to listen to those no no's. And nobody likes to be told no. Nobody. But we've got to get past the egos, and we got to get past the stuff. We got to listen to the voice within. Do you know that spirit only tells you no, no's, because it loves you? That's why you set boundaries for your kids. That's why I set boundaries for my dog, because I love my dog. I love Angel. Angel helped me through a very rough period of my life. Without her, I don't know. She is my angel. She's named perfectly. Because she knows when Mike's having those days. You can almost hear it. She'll let out this. It's very sort of funny. She lets out this deep sigh. Like here we go again. You know, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to deal with this. Because our pets feel stuff. If you didn't listen to the show Monday with Pam Case, listen to that show. It was awesome. We're going to have her back on. Michael Mates was with me on Wednesday, and that was an awesome show as well. I've had some really awesome guests. Aaron, oh my gosh. I got so excited there. Aaron's going to be with us Monday again. He is so, yeah. We'll just leave it at so. And so, but he's an awesome medium, and he'll be back with us on Monday. I can't hardly wait. And then I have some really cool people coming up on next week. Wednesday, I have a lady, she does numerology, and then on Friday, oh my lands, do not miss next week. Next Friday, I have a lady, she actually channels a spirit guide, Thomas, and so do not miss next week. It's going to be awesome. The other thing I will tell you, if you do miss next week, lucky for you, all the shows are archived, so you don't really miss anything. Let's talk to Sandy. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, I still got time. I'll take some more calls. 347-327-9316. Sandy, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. I had a really hard month of November as well, and still kind of hard. I'm just wondering if you can see when this might lift for me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still, to be honest with you, Sandy, I'm still battling that a little bit. So I'm right there with you. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the one thing that Spirit told me, and the one thing that Spirit wants to tell you, is you didn't lose any ground. That's a good thing. You didn't lose ground, and that's important. That you know, we do have these battles every once in a while, but the most important thing is that we don't lose ground. That we just keep the ground that we have, and then wait until this passes. Now this is going to pass for you. And that's what you asked about. I would say by Wednesday of next week, you're going to feel a lift. You're going to feel that lift.
Okay.
And then as you go in, you know, you're still going to have a little bit of battles here and there, but not anything as intense as that it was in November for you. So that's a good thing. You could go, wow, thank God.
It was horrible. Yeah, it's been horrible.
Yeah, yeah. November for me, there's only a few people that know how hard it was for me. But yeah, it was hard. So I'm not wishing that on anybody, and I'm sorry you went through it. But the one thing about it, Sandy, is you probably learned a lot about yourself, and you're still here, and that's a good thing. So that's the main thing.
Yeah.
We're glad you're still here with us. But let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you. The Amethyst card comes from my Gaia deck. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about transformation, and that's what November was teaching you. It was that transformation period. It was that place of letting go, really digging in, really finding the spirituality within you, and find that certainty and confidence. Because I feel like you're more confident. Yeah, you're still battling a little bit, but I really feel like that you're a better person because of it. Do you
really?
Agree?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you are. And so I could see you as a better person. And so, you know, of course you're still having those little rough days and you're having those rough moments, but you're definitely coming out of it and you're definitely going to be a lot more empowered because of it. What also November brought up is a lot of past feelings and emotions. And so did you deal with those and get rid of those, or they're still lingering around? I hopefully got rid of them.
I don't know.
Okay. You know, I would still look at that because a lot of that popped up, a lot of your childhood. I feel like a lot of your childhood popped
up.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. So you might really want to look at that and see what they're trying to show you. There's some things that need to be healed. So I would ask Archangel Raphael to help heal that. And that way you don't have to repeat it. Okay? We don't want this to repeat. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I was reliving every bad time I had in my life, you know?
Yeah, that's how I was. I was right there.
Isn't that odd?
It's interesting. Yeah, it was like the way I described it, it was like a video of every single thing that could be used against me to keep me from moving forward.
Yep.
And so what we need to do is tell that tape to shut up. Okay.
Yeah.
And because you're not that person, you don't want to experience that. We've already been there. And so, you know, we have joy and peace ahead. And this will lift off by Wednesday, I believe. Please let me know how you're doing, and please keep in touch with me, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, hey, and just remember, you're not by yourself, okay? I'm still
That's
there.
Nice to know. I mean, I don't want anybody else to feel like this either, but it's nice to know I'm not alone.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot of people, if they were honest with us, they're going through it too. Yeah.
I think so too, yeah.
All right.
The Wednesday, I think, is the 12th of December.
Yeah.
And that's,
so the 12th is going to be a day that I feel like a lot of this is going to pass. And I think it's really interesting that I have a lady that's doing numerology on the 12-12. So I find that very interesting.
So,
I would definitely listen to that show. But, you know, have a great weekend and hang in there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sandy, bye-bye. Yeah, the one thing that, you know, the spirit really wants us to know is that we're not by ourselves. Do you know that there's an energy on our planet? Please listen to me. If you haven't listened to anything else on the show, listen to this part, okay? So I got your attention. I'm going to do the tap thing. Okay, do I got your attention now? Or do I have to sing? Don't make me sing. You guys won't like it. So I got your attention. Okay. All right. Now, I lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. But the one thing, all that beating, all that thing. The one thing I want to tell you is that there's an energy on this planet. You thought I lost my thought, but I didn't. All this energy on our planet right now, there's an energy of separation. Wants you to believe that you are separate from everybody else. Then wants you to believe that you're not going to make it. Wants you to believe that you're no good. Wants you to believe that spirituality isn't your answer. Wants you to believe all this stuff. Wants you to believe that you're separate. There has been an energy of separation on this planet from the moment this planet came into existence. Because there's an energy that does not want us to reach that place of spirituality. Doesn't want us to know that stuff. Doesn't want us to recognize who we truly are. Because it knows that when we truly tap in to who we truly are, there is no stopping us. We're going to be like a bulldozer just going right through this stuff. And we are so close. Spiritual Talk Radio is, for me, I believe, is that stepping stone forward. Is that launching pad to what Spirit's trying to do. I am so amazed. I look back in November, and I am so amazed by the quality guests that I've had. The difference quality guests I've had. From the moment that Aaron came on with us in November, from the moment that Michael Mapes was on with us Wednesday, I am so amazed. I'm so honored to be a part of the launching pad for you. When I started Spiritual Talk Radio, I saw three E's. I want to go over them really quick. Encouraging. That's what I try to do every single time I'm here. I try to encourage you because I know that you're having those bad days. I know that some days you just want to take your head and beat it against the wall. I know that. But don't do it. It hurts. Been there. Done it. Tried it. Don't work very well. Gives you a headache. So stop beating your head against the wall. Educate. Yeah, I'm a psychic medium, and I love being a psychic medium. I love it. I enjoy it. But do you know that I'm a whole lot more than just a psychic medium? I'm going to brag a little bit about myself for just a minute. Is that okay? I believe that I'm a very gifted spiritual teacher. I believe that I have a style of teaching that nobody else really has. And I don't want to blow my own horn, but I think that sometimes we have to recognize the abilities inside of us, and we have to be thankful for the gifts inside of us. And I am so thankful that I have a connection with the spirit within me that is beyond amazing. So I recognize that tonight. It's not me. It's the spirit within me. So I encourage, I educate. And the last E that I do, or try to do, is to empower you. It's all about empowerment. Empowerment is taking back power. Taking back your power. For you to realize who you are. How many of you know who you are? Really, truly know who you are. Truly know where you're going. How many? So I come here to encourage, to educate, but most of all, to empower you. That's what Spiritual Talk is all about. That's why I bring on these guests, because to show you that they weren't always, you know, they have problems. There's probably not a guest that's come on this show that wouldn't tell you that they've had those days that they've wanted to walk away. But we stay here and we stay on this path is because it's not just our jobs, it's our calling. I believe that almost every guest I've had on here, they would tell you that they don't see this as a job. They see it as a calling. This is their purpose. Michael Mapes even, I think, mentioned it the other day when he was on with me. You know, from a very young age, he began to see spirits. I began to see spirits at a very early age. Aaron talked about the first time he was on with us, talked about how, you know, that he was set aside for a time to grow, to develop his gifts. We just don't wake up someday and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to give me a deck of cards and I'm going to read. I believe it's a calling. It's no different than a minister being called to pastor a church. I don't see it any different than that. I didn't wake up in 2006 and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to Hastings where I live. I'm going to buy me a deck of cards and I'm going to read people. No. It took me months of prayer. It took me months of saying, no, I'm not doing it. I fought it. I resisted it. I didn't want to do it. But I couldn't stop not doing it. Because one day in 2006, I looked out my window, and that's how I pick up stuff. And you can believe this, and you don't have to believe the next 20 minutes of the show. I don't really care if you do or not, because it is the truth. I looked out the window of my house in 2006. After months of fighting, months of saying no, I'm not going to step forward. I'm not going to do this. Why me? But why not me? And I looked out my window. Like I said, almost my whole life, that's how I pick up stuff. I have friends that could testify to this, that looking out a window is almost like a crystal ball to me. And I was looking out my window in my apartment, and tears began to flow down my cheeks. And I said, I give up. And as soon as I said I gave up, I began to see you. I might not totally recognized you. I might not have known, you know, what you looked like. But I began to feel you. I began to see you. I began to know that there was something bigger for me to do. Something that I still, at this moment in time, don't truly understand. And there are days that I still resist a little. But there is no way in H that I would stop. Not now. Because I believe that we are so close. For myself, I know that this is a fine example. When you're going through these battles, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to the real deal thing, okay? When we're in these battles, you know why we're going through these battles? Is because this is the last fight of your ego saying, I'm hanging on. You got to tell that thing to get the out. Because it's the last hurrah. It's the last fight. Because you and I, we are so close. We can almost taste it. We can almost feel it. Reach out. Can you feel that dream? Can you feel it? Do you know that I know 2013? I know 2013 for me is off the hook year. You know why I know that? It's because November was trying to kick my can. Was trying to say, no, you're not going to make it. You're not going to do it. That's why you have those memory tapes play. Because it's trying to show you how bad you are. But you're not bad. Forget the illusions. Forget the crap. I almost said another word. Turn chat really quick. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the crap. It stinks up to here and beyond. It's time for us to step into something wonderful. And that's why we're going through this ringer thing. It's ringing out that last you. That last thing of you. That one thing that has been holding you back. It wants to ring that out of you. And it hurts. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom told me, don't touch the stove. It's hot. She said, don't touch it. I just thought she was trying to keep good stuff from me. You know, I thought, man, you know, she's cooking good stuff in there. There has to be something good in there. So I went over and I touched the stove. Well, my little hand went, ow! It was hot. But it taught me something about that. It was like, I'm not going to do that again. So remember when we're going through these times, those times that we're going through, those heated times of our lives, that fire is trying to teach you something. That you don't have to go through that again. You don't want to experience that again. You've already been there. You've already done it. And you got the ugly t-shirt to prove it. All right? I hope you got something out of the show tonight. I really do. sometimes I think, what? Because I don't remember what I say. You know, there's no notes. I just talk. Spirit fills my mouth, and I just talk. And hopefully it helps. If it helps, let me know. You can write me. Email address for the show is spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest, or you know somebody that would make an awesome guest, let me know. Same email address, spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I think it's an awesome site, but I'm a little prejudiced about it because I built it. But I think it's awesome. So check it out. If you missed guests, I've had some really amazing guests, really. If you missed any of them, where it says previous guests over there on the website, spiritualtalkradio.net, you can find all the previous guests that we've had. You can see all the upcoming guests, which include Aaron on Monday. You can check it out for yourself. I also have a personal website where you can set up a reading with me. I would love to read for you. I would love to read for you this weekend. www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. How many times can I say www.insightswithmichael.com? Probably a whole bunch. I got 13 minutes. I probably could just say it over and over and over. But check it out. I would love for you to do that. I would love to read for you. I would love to have that wow thing going on. I've had so many people, you know, I read for them. And you know, I don't know. There's just something different with my readings because it goes right to the heart or the root of your situation. And then all of a sudden you go, how did he know that? How did he know that? And the only way I know that is because the spirit within you tells the spirit within me. And that's how I know. Create that sacred space, not just in your home, but in you. You know, set aside a time for spirit. You know, I think it was Steve, wasn't it Steve, that, you know, says that he has a hard time finding that time. Sharon, I'm not taking any more calls tonight. We don't really have time. Forgot to tell you that, but we're not taking any more calls. Phone lines are closed. But the thing is, you know, set aside that time. Even if it's a couple minutes. Set aside time. Set aside a space. You know, my car is a sacred space to me. I get in there. All that's ever played in my car is Christian music. That's just holy ground to me. Because it's that moment that I just have with spirit. You know, it's those moments that I have with Stephen, my spirit guide, where we just have conversations. You know. I just love that time. I look forward to it. Because it's those special moments in our lives. Have you ever just had that one special friend in your life that you couldn't wait to go see or talk to? Because you knew that they were going to understand you. You knew that they were going to be there for you. Do you know that you have that inside of you? You have that little special friend right there, constantly. You can't run. You can't hide. It's right there. Where would you go? Can't run from it. Please join me Monday on air. Like I said, Aaron Knowlton. I'm not sure if I say his name right, but I know I get Aaron right. His last name I'm not so sure about. But join me and him on Monday, and then we, like I said, just some cool things coming up. I know what's ahead, and there's some really cool guests. Austin actually going to be back with us and talk about holiday grief, holiday stress, how to deal with that stuff. Also going to talk about her book. I think that's on the 20th, I think, coming up. So, yeah. I think Shawn Michaels back this month. So, just really some really cool things. I think we're done for today, actually. I do appreciate you so much calling in. I hopefully I helped you tonight. Penny, thank you so much again for that feedback and those nice things you said about me. You know, I think it's okay for us to accept kind of stuff like that. It was really hard for me at times to do that. And I don't mean not to show you that when you call in and you tell me stuff like that, it's just hard for me sometimes to accept that. I'm still working on me. I'm still working on some stuff, just like you're working on stuff. But Penny, I really do appreciate it so much. Thank you. Don't make me cry now. So, have a great weekend, guys. Please, if you're traveling, do that click thing. I'd rather speak to you here than over there. Okay? All right. I'm going to stop for a minute, and I'm going to ask you to pray for my mom. I don't know why. Spirit's just told me to do it. My mom has Parkinson's. It's hard on me. It's hard on my dad. It's hard on our family. If you've ever gone through it, it's hard. Half the time she doesn't know who she is. Half the time she doesn't know who I am. She thinks there's two of me, and I don't think this world could handle two of me. So I would ask you to pray for her, and we're going to do that here in a minute. As long as I don't cry. My mom means the world to me, and her life has not been easy. Her life has been really hard, and I don't know why she's gone through the things she's gone through. I don't understand that, but I know that there's a purpose for everything, and I have to believe that Spirit's in charge of all things. But she's not sleeping well at night, and my dad is just he's older than she is, and my mom's up in her 70s, and it's just hard, guys. It's just hard. And a lot of you, you know how it feels to take care of elderly parents, and you know, and it can be scary. You know, it's scary to me to to see them getting older. I don't know why it is. But let's pray for my mom, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for my mom right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch her tonight. I don't know why she's dealing with this stuff. I don't know. But I know there's a purpose. And I know that there's something that you're trying to teach me in this. Just let me learn what I need to learn through this. And just let her sleep tonight so I can sleep tonight. And Father, Mother, God, just be with my dad and just help him and just touch her mind right now and just clear up all that confusion. Just touch her body. Her legs are giving out. And just touch her body right now. Just tired. Father, Mother, God, just let her know I love her. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Thank you so much for doing that with me. Please remember the men and women that serve our country and that protect us. Not just today as we remember Pearl Harbor, but every day. You know, try to find a place. I'm going to do this. Try to find a place that sends Christmas packages or Christmas cards or something to a troop and just drop them a line on a Christmas card that says, hey, you know what? I don't really know you, but thank you. Do you know that that really helps? Because a lot of them are away from their families. You don't have to know them to thank them. To say, hey, you know what? I appreciate what you're doing for me. I appreciate what you're doing for this country. Thank you so much. And if you've served any time in the country, I want to say to you tonight, from Spiritual Talk Radio and from me, thank you so much for sacrifices that you make on a daily basis to give me the freedom that I can be on air. Thank you so much. Join me Monday. Peace be with you. And we will be back here Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm going to find a song here. Peace be with you. And namaste, my friends. And I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you.